Moving on from series and serials numbering, we now have a few other core elements relating to manifestations which need to be recorded in RDA records. Mode of issuance is a categorization reflecting whether a resource is issued in one or more parts, the way it is updated, and its intended termination. Mode of issuance is given in mark leader as bibliographic level. The appropriate code is selected by the cataloger in Voyager, either by choosing a template which already has this completed in the leader, or by explicitly selecting the bibliographic level code for an existing record. We use code M for both single unit and multi-part monograph, while we use code S for serial and code I for integrating resource. We need only to remember that the term monograph here doesn't mean only books. There are single unit and multi-part monograph maps, sound recordings, microforms, etc. And here is where we find the bibliographic level in the leader in order to enter the mode of issuance code. The slide shows a drop-down list of options, some of which we never need to use. From the definition on the slide, we can see that frequency is only applicable to serials and integrating resources, and so is only core for these types of resources. We should record the frequency of release of issues or parts of a serial, or the frequency of updates to an integrating resource if known, using an appropriate term selected from those listed in 2.14.1.3. In addition, there are a number of situations where you might want to make a note about the frequency, for a regular frequency or where there is no appropriate term in the list, but also for former frequency and for a change in frequency. Current and former frequency notes continue to be given in mark fields 310 and 321. Now we move on to a core element applicable to all kinds of resource, namely identifier for the manifestation. This is one of those RDA terms which needs a bit of translating to be understood, and to be honest, the definition on the slide doesn't actually help very much. However, for the majority of monograph and serial resources, the identifier for the manifestation will be the ISBN or the ISSN. Categories of possible identifiers include ISBN, ISSN, and others based on internationally recognized schemes, those assigned by publishers, distributors, clearinghouses, etc., based on internal schemes, music publisher numbers and plate numbers, but not URLs. We'll talk about these shortly. If there is more than one identifier for the manifestation, we should prefer an internationally recognized identifier if available. Additional identifiers beyond the first are optional. If the identifier for the manifestation is one for which there is a prescribed display format, RDA instructs us to record it in accordance with that format, but see the next slide about this. If an identifier is known to be incorrectly represented in the resource, we record the number as it appears and indicate that the number is incorrect, cancelled or invalid as appropriate, using mark coding as normal, for example 020 subfield Z. If the resource bears more than one identifier of the same type, we add a brief qualification, continuing our current practice. If ISBNs for different manifestations of a resource appear on the manifestation we are cataloguing, and if such manifestations would require their own bib record were they to be received, we should follow LC and record these other ISBNs in 020$Z instead of 020$A. Manifestation identifiers are encoded in various 0xx fields in MARC. We are probably most familiar with the ISBN in field 020 and the ISSN in field 022. The MARC conventions override what is shown in some RDA examples. Therefore, as you can see in these first three examples, we do not transcribe the hyphens when recording ISBN in field 020 or the International Standard Music Number in field 024 with first indicator 2, though we do retain the hyphen in the ISSN in field 022. We also have an example of a qualifier being added where more than one ISBN is present in the record. The qualifier is given in round brackets and here is probably taken directly from the item. And here is the use of subfield Z for an ISBN for a different manifestation, the ebook version, which appears on a source within the print resource we were actually cataloguing. This is technically known as application invalid ISBN. $Z is of course also still used for incorrect or structurally invalid ISBNs. The qualifier paperback is written out in full if it is provided by the cataloguer. This follows the RDA principle of no longer using abbreviations. However, just like with the edition statement, if the abbreviation is found on the resource, then it should be transcribed as found. So in this second example, we have transcribed PBK, as that was how it appeared on the resource. In RDA, notes relate to the various elements, work, expression, manifestation, or item. Notes related to manifestations and items are covered in RDA 2.20. We will discuss notes that are required by Cambridge as we progress through the modules, but the following slides introduce the most commonly used notes that relate to manifestations or items, and which are core where applicable. First of all, we will look at the note on title. A note on title is a note providing information on the source from which the title was taken, the date the title was viewed, variations in titles, inaccuracies, deletions, or other related information. Cambridge policy is to give a note if the title proper was taken from a source other than the title page. The note can also be used to record details of variant titles, etc. The next note is snappily titled Note on Issue, Part or Iteration used as the basis for identification of the resource. We mentioned this briefly in Module 1, but it is basically a core element in three very specific situations. For multi-part monographs and serials, if the description in the record is not based on the first released issue or part, we need to make a note identifying the issue or part used as the basis of the identification, see RDA 2.1.2.3. If more than one issue or part has been consulted, we make a note of the latest such part or issue. For integrating resources, we should always make a note identifying the latest iteration consulted in preparing the description, CLC PCC PS 2.20.13.3, for further information. For online resources, we should make a note identifying the date on which the resource was viewed for the purpose of the description. The Mark 588 field is now used for these notes. Here are some examples of the situations where cataloguers would need to provide a note. The first is for a multi-part monograph where the description in the record was not created from the first part. The note is added to identify the issue used for the description. The second example shows a note for a serial record where the cataloguer has recorded the latest issue they have consulted in creating or amending the bib. The third is from an integrating resource record, where a note is given to state the latest iteration or issue consulted by the cataloguer. Finally, we have a note for an online resource identifying the date on which the resource was viewed for description. Listed on this slide for information are the RDA instructions for other kinds of notes that you may need to use, since we are not going to cover any more in detail in this section. We should use cataloguer's judgment in deciding whether or not to provide them. Generally speaking, notes found in an imported record should not be removed unless they are inaccurate, even if we wouldn't have given that note in our own original cataloguing. These RDA elements do not necessarily always map to a single mark field. For guidance on coding these elements in a mark record, we can consult the RDA to mark bibliographic mapping, which is accessible from the Tools tab of the RDA toolkit. We finish this section by looking at URLs. A Uniform Resource Locator, or URL, is the address of a remote access resource. URLs include all resource identifiers intended to provide online access to a resource using a standard internet browser. The instructions for recording URLs are found in RDA 4.6. AACR2 didn't actually include instructions about URLs, but they have been recorded in AACR2 mark records for some time now. Under RDA, we basically continue to do what we're used to doing and record the Uniform Resource Locator for the online resource being described in mark field 856. We additionally follow LC-PCC PS 4.2.1.3, which tells us to record all URLs for the resource. We may take information on URLs from any source.